It's time, as you can tell by the music, for Movie Show. Plus. I felt alone there, Greg Russell. I felt all alone.
Sorry, Paul W. I'm here for you.
No, that's okay. I know you're here for you're here for me. I'm here for you. And Greg Russell with Movie Show Plus, we realized Dana Clark had took the day off. So we've asked Sean Bellegian to help out. I don't know if he's seen either of these movies or what his interest level might be, but let's find out right now. The first movie on the docket is a thriller and dark comedy called Vengeance. Let's listen.
I have a story.
Okay.
I'm in West Texas, where this family just lost their daughter to an opiate overdose.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's not someone I was close to.
But you flew to Texas for it?
Yes. Her family thought that we were more serious than I did.
Evelyn just didn't die. She was murdered.
What?
The two of us are going to avenge her death.
So as, like, a personal boundary, I don't avenge deaths.
But here's what I can do.
I'm going to record everything that you think happened to Abilene. And we'll put it on a podcast, and we'll see where it leads.
What evidence does he have that it was a murder?
Nothing. And that's the story.
Wow.
It looked funny. Greg, I saw some of the clips for this. It looked funny. It looked quirky funny.
It is. It truly is, as they say, a dark comedy. Where, I mean, it's a lot of funny stuff going on, of course, with BJ Novak. But then just getting into them trying to figure out what happened to this girl. Oh, my goodness, Sean. It really gets deep. You know, don't want to say really anything to give any part away. But it's just intriguing. Because when it gets to the end, truly, for both of you, this is not an ending you would have seen coming. So if you get the chance, yeah, definitely check it out.
Well, all right. And if I'm not mistaken, I saw that Ashton Kutcher is in this also.
Yes. Yep, he's in it as well. You know, so many other folks are running around. And like with BJ, most of us know him from The American Office. And this is his directorial debut. He also wrote this as well. And I asked him where the whole idea came up with. I'm thinking, please don't let this be something that happened in your real life. But he said it was just an idea that, you know, had just been floating around in his head, and he just wanted to get it out there.
Well, now he has an opportunity to do that, and are you giving it both thumbs up, or what are you giving this?
Yeah, you know, it's a good watch, especially if you're into mysteries and different things like that, because there are a lot of folks out there who like to go see these type of movies, thinking they can figure it out in the first 10 seconds. This one, I doubt very seriously, if you will.
Well, that's great. So it's worth going to see. Over this weekend. The next one is Paradise Highway. What can you tell us about Paradise Highway?
Hey, this one stars Academy Award winner Juliette Binoche. And what it is she plays a person who just grew up rough. You know, just had a hard time. She's got a brother who is always in trouble. And she's a truck driver. Well, her brother's in prison. And she helps him out because people in prison want her from time to time to transport certain things, you know, from place to another, since she's going there, right?
Yeah.
And as it turns out, the last trip, it becomes a girl who's like 12 years old. She doesn't want to do it because, you know, of that type of circumstance. And it's all about her really then trying to save this girl and then also trying to save her brother, who now the bad guys want to get him because she's not doing what she was asked to do.
All right. What did you – well, let's listen and see what we think.
You've been at this, what, 40 years?
50.
Come downstairs. You won't believe what we found. A kid had been in this cage.
We're looking for a girl.
Still gets you riled up, huh?
How the hell can it not?
Now, both Sean and I reacted the same way, the same thing. We both went,
You know, Greg, this is one. This just doesn't seem to be getting a lot of pub. And I mean, you have two pretty big actors in Morgan and Labinoche in this movie.
Right, right. I mean, and it is. It's a very deep thinking story. I mean, this, excuse me, guys, this isn't one of those where you're going to go, oh, hey, let's go watch for some laughs. I mean, it is a very deep story. And it goes to show her character's determination to make things right. And the little girl is also, I can't remember her name right now, the actress or actor who plays her, but she does an excellent job as well, you know, for a 12-year-old.
Yeah. Halle Finley, is that it?
I think so.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think about this one, Greg?
Yeah, this is another, it's very, like you said, Sean, very well acted, like you said, with the people who are in it. This is probably going to be one of those where you've got to be in the mood to want to see something, you know, this kind of like serious and straightforward.
Hmm. All right. If it sounds like, is it your cup of tea? Is it your, yeah, something you'd
see? Well, Morgan Freeman's one of those guys.
He's a great actor, no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'd watch him in Peter Pan. I mean, he's just, he's tremendous.
Oh, yeah.
One of those guys that you'd listen to him if he was reading the old phone book to you.
Yeah, right.
If there were any phone books anymore. All right.
I think he was voted the guy who most people want when they do pass away to do their story. So it's like, that's a great compliment.
Wow. Yeah, it sure is. God, a lot of people have a lot of time on their hands to think about these sorts of things. Hey, with a minute or so left, give a little shout out to your bus tour. And I think Ann tells me we've got the bus tour lined up that we're going to be coming on after all this time.
That you do. It's coming up very soon. It's Russell Brothers City Tours. We love to take you around and show you all the great things in Detroit with my partner, Dave Garr from A Dream Limousine. Yeah, we show you so many things that you probably do know the history about, but a lot of things that you don't know. If you want more information, just give us a call, 313-399-0683. And it's like the Magical Mystery Tour. Come on and join us. And Paul W., we are truly looking forward to taking you and the gang out on a Russell Brothers City Tour. Like I said, it's coming up very soon.
So Paul and W. are both invited. I like that.
That's how
Ann leaves me messages. Cause I haven't heard the phone message on my phone, but apparently there's a pause. So she always calls. She goes, Paul, W., it's Ann. Well, anyway, let me give that phone number that nobody in the world could have gotten as quickly as you said it. 313-399-0683. 313-399-0683. Thank you, sir. Greg Russell, Movie Show Plus, WJR.